Every year, thousands of people are told there's no explanation for their health concerns and no way to fix them. They feel frustrated, undermined, and lost. I know, because that was me before I figured out the actual causes and reclaimed my health. Now, I help others do the same. I'm Ina Toppler, and this is Health Mystery Solved. Hello there, and thank you so much for joining me today. You may have noticed when this episode popped up for you on iTunes or Spotify or over email that the picture is slightly different. This is all so that I can better serve you, my loyal listener. When I started this podcast 5 years ago, and really it's 5 years ago to the day today as I'm recording this, my mission was to help you see that no matter what issues you're struggling with, that there are underlying reasons and that there are so many things that you can look at and support to get to the bottom of those issues. I truly believe this, and I see this day in and day out in my practice and my programs and personally with myself and my family. I call the show Health Mystery Solved because so many people were stuck in all types of health mysteries and experienced so many different symptoms, from fatigue to weight gain to hair loss and brain fog and sleep issues and digestive issues, hormonal imbalances and skin issues, and the list goes on and on and on. As the show grew, I started to really bring everything more and more to thyroid and Hashimoto's because that is what you needed most. And I wanted to use all of my experience and clinical practice with thousands of clients over the last 20 years to really help you even more. When it comes to thyroid and Hashimoto's, the approach is always multifaceted because there are so many things that are often at the root. Hashimoto's is not a disease of the thyroid per se. It's an immune system issue. It's the immune system that got confused and started to attack the thyroid. The thyroid is just that weaker link, so to speak. It's that innocent bystander, and it's getting destroyed due to the immune system's confusion. So working on supporting your immune system is how we work on slowing and even stopping that thyroid destruction. And this requires looking at all types of triggers. These are things that trigger and cause that immune system confusion, which is why on the show, we don't just talk about the thyroid itself. We want to look at the thyroid and support that, but we also want to look at all of the other areas of the body, the different biochemical pathways, and all the different metabolic processes. When we look at it from all angles, that is how we slow and even stop the immune attack so that we can slow down and stop that thyroid destruction. As we do that, we then want to make sure, of course, that we are supporting the thyroid itself for you, for your thyroid type, and really individualizing that support. I know that you want strategies and support on all of this as it relates to thyroid and autoimmunity. And to serve you even better, I decided to change the name of the show from Health Mystery Solved to Thyroid Mystery Solved, Hashimoto's and Hypothyroidism Revealed. And so you'll now see that in our new podcast cover. It's still the same show with all of the comprehensive support, but even more geared to exactly what you need the most. I'm also really excited to announce that we just had a big website migration, so it will now be even easier for you to find exactly what you need. When I started my practice back in the early 2000s, I then created my practice website, which also housed our practice store, which was Complete Nutrition and Wellness. I then added a new website for the podcast, yet another website for my programs. It was a lot of different websites and a lot of things to keep track of for both myself and for you when you're trying to find something that you need. And so over the last year, my team and I have been working tirelessly to combine all the websites into one. You can now find everything in one place at inatoppler.com. I know I have a lot of different podcast episodes, and what I'm most excited about is that on the website, we have a feature that allows you to not only search for specific episodes, but you can also search all of the episodes by symptoms or by category. There's also a section on there where we build you a playlist based on your specific concern, like Hashimoto's or hypothyroidism, fatigue, and more. And you can see all of that if you go to inatoppler.com. And then if you click on podcast from the top menu, you'll see everything. inatoppler.com now also has easy access to all of my free trainings, all of my programs, our practice, and all of the supplements that I use in my practice, my programs, and personally as well. Please be sure to check it out because I know it will make finding exactly what you need way faster and way easier. And that's at inatoppler.com. My goal with this show and all of the content that I offer is to save you time and save you money and to help you see exactly what you need so that you can better support Hashimoto's and your thyroid, as well as your overall immune system and inflammation, and to do it from all angles because that's what's required. This is why this podcast, while concentrating on thyroid, really includes so many different topics so that we can look at it from this whole body perspective. In addition to the website and the show, I'm still very active on Instagram. I'm at Ina Toppler there as well. So if we're not yet connected there, please come and say hello and be sure to friend me there. For today's episode, I wanted to tell you about four things that I have found to really move the needle for myself and all of the people that I've worked with Hashimoto's. Some of these things are ones that I did right off the bat, while others are things that I figured out after many, many years. And oh, if I only knew then what I know now, right? How often do we say that? I would love to save you months, if not years, of research so that you can have what you need most. So the first thing that I find that really, really moves the needle when it comes to thyroid and Hashimoto's is diet. And there's a lot of different things when it comes to diet. While, of course, we are all different, the things that we all have in common is that it is very important and necessary that we support and balance our blood sugar. So eating in a way that is balanced where you have all of the different macros, so your carbohydrates, your proteins, your fats, and making sure that you're not eating too many carbs all at the same time and you're balancing your meals with proteins and good fats is very, very important. Because here's the thing, there are many, many different triggers when it comes to Hashimoto's, stress being one of those triggers. Well, stress isn't just emotional. Stress can often be physical. And when your blood sugar is not balanced, or if you're eating in a way where you're not balancing your food, or maybe you're not eating in a regular fashion where you're skipping meals, the blood sugar tends to do this up and down. And that actually creates a lot of stress. Blood sugar dysregulation is one of the biggest physical stressors on the body. And while we are all different, this is something that everyone can use more balance in. Now, additionally, looking at the quality of your food. There are so many different chemicals. There's pesticides and herbicides. And the more we research and the more we learn, the more we know that these chemicals are definitely affecting us in a negative way. So the more clean that we eat, foods that come from the earth that are less processed, but also even taking it a step further and going organic. And I understand, organic is more expensive. It may not be feasible to do that for all foods. But anything that you can change over to organic is going to help. There is something called the Dirty Dozen. You can find that at the Environmental Working Group. And these are foods that tend to have the most residues of pesticides and herbicides. So changing those foods to organic is really, really helpful. And also looking at any meats that you eat, and if you're eating any dairy products, those things are very helpful to be organic so that you're not getting a lot of the hormones and the antibiotics that the animals are fed. And then the other thing when it comes to diet is looking at food sensitivities. Gluten is something that tends to be a big trigger for a lot of people. Now, I'm not saying that everyone with Hashimoto's needs to be gluten-free, but so often people with Hashimoto's also have the genetics, the DQ2 and the DQ8 genes, where you're just not genetically able to process gluten as well. And what happens then is that when you eat gluten, even if you don't necessarily feel bad from it or that it gives you specific symptoms, the immune system will start to attack the gluten because it's not really genetically meant to process it for you. And as the immune system attacks the gluten, there's some similarity between the compounds on the gluten and then the molecules in the thyroid. And the body, as it attacks the gluten, can accidentally attack the thyroid because of that little bit of similarity. This is a process called cross-reactivity. Also, it's sometimes called molecular mimicry. So looking to see what foods you're sensitive to or maybe genetically not prone to tolerate and really trying to balance that is also very, very helpful. For me personally, gluten was a big issue. And when I first started on my journey, I saw some food sensitivity tests that showed that there was a slight gluten issue, but I think I was so much in denial because it was all so new and we're going back 30 years now. It wasn't cool or popular to be gluten-free then. And so I think I honestly just pretended that I didn't see it. I was in denial. And it took a couple of years for me to really understand this. And as I started my practice to really see all the research and see how it's all connected. And for me, it really made a big difference. Now, of course, because everyone is different, gluten can make more or less of a difference depending on where you are, but it's certainly one trigger that I think is really important to look at. The second thing that I found to really move the needle is targeted supplements. Now, here again, everyone is different, so we can't all take the same supplements because we have different immune triggers and because we're all different thyroid types. This is why I actually customize everything in my program for my clients and students. But there are a few supplements that I have found to be extremely helpful for myself and my clients and students. And the first one is SPM, which stands for Specialized Pro-Resolving Mediators. There's a product that I use by Designs for Health called SPM Supreme, which I will put in the show notes for you. What this does is it actually helps to basically seek out inflammation and then helps to calm and balance that inflammation. I find this to be very helpful for my immune system in creating that balance and lowering the confusion. The second supplement is glutathione. What's really cool about glutathione is glutathione, in addition to being a really amazing antioxidant and in addition to helping with detoxification, it's also an immune balancer. So with Hashimoto's, we have parts of the immune system that are overworking and parts that are often underworking. And so what glutathione does is it actually helps to create that balance. Vitamin D is another one that's an immune balancer and also a natural anti-inflammatory, and that can also create immune balance for people. For glutathione, I personally like to use the Apex brand, and they have a product called Trizomal Glutathione. It's liquid, so it has really good absorption, and it actually tastes pretty good. Glutathione is sulfur-based, so sometimes the taste could be a little iffy, depending on the brand, but I find this one absorbs well, and it tastes good. And I'll post those links as well. And then for vitamin D, I use the Vitamin D Synergy or the Vitamin D Supreme from Designs for Health. I have all of these at inatoppler.com if you click on shop at the top menu. And we have a special discount code for you, which is DFH10. And this takes 10% off all of the Designs for Health products in our supplement store. Now, there are, of course, many different nutrients, and it is really important to customize for you, but I wanted to give you the ones that I found to be the most helpful for me and many of my clients and students. Now, the third thing that really moves the needle is calming the nervous system. Why is this a biggie? Well, the nervous system has an inverse relationship to your immune system. So the calmer the nervous system is, the better the immune system works. And that's not just how strong the immune system is, but really more how balanced the immune system is, how much it knows what to do. It knows what's bad that it needs to attack, like a virus or a bacteria, and what's good that it needs to be gentle to, like your thyroid. What calms the immune system then? Well, there are many things. Meditation, movement, visualization, reframing, releasing what doesn't serve you, asking for what you want, affirmation, faith, mantras, clearing things like not enoughness, and really looking at self-worth. And these are just a few. For me personally, meditation and movement are biggies. I practice a mantra-based meditation that I learned from Emily Fletcher at Ziva. However, I also do other mindfulness and guided meditations as well, and it just depends on what I'm in the mood for. I also find that for me, a morning practice really helps. So for me, that means waking up a little bit earlier before my kids get up. And just so you know, I am not a morning person. So this is not something that I started doing right away. This sort of happened over the years. I actually read The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, which I loved. Highly recommend that book if you haven't read it. And he talks about how to easily get into a morning practice and gives you lots of ideas of what you can actually do in a morning practice as well. And there's so much motivation in that book about how you can refrain thinking about getting up earlier and ways that you can try to get to bed earlier to get the same amount of sleep and just how much rest your body gets when you are meditating and when you are doing some of these self-development techniques, that little bit of sleep that you might miss isn't really a huge deal because of all the benefits that you get. And I have to be honest, I was resistant to this for a while. I am someone who will snooze 5 times. I will sleep until the very last minute. I'm also someone who's like, all right, maybe I won't blow dry my hair. Okay, forget it. Maybe I won't even wash my hair. Well, you know what? I showered last night. I don't have to shower again. Like, this is what goes on in my head in the morning, if that sounds familiar to anyone. So my point is that it took a little while, but once I started doing it, it really made such a huge difference for me. And because I'm so busy with the practice and the kids and everything else going on, it is hard for me to get it done during the day because other things end up taking priority. So that morning really helps. So if you haven't tried doing things in the morning, even if you think you may not be able to do it, just think of it in a different way and give it a try. I think that you could really, really like it. And even more importantly, your thyroid and your immune system will definitely thank you for it. And then the fourth thing that I find really moves the needle with Hashimoto's, thyroid issues, and really any chronic issue, is increasing your capacity to receive. Most people are surprised when they see this on my list, but it's really important and it's very powerful. I know that you want to have really good, vibrant health. You want the most optimal thyroid. I know you want to put Hashimoto's in remission and you want to reverse chronic disease and get rid of your frustrating symptoms, right? And this is all possible, but my question for you is, can you allow all of this? Think about it. And I want you to really feel it in your body right now. How much health can you really receive without feeling like, oh gosh, this is too much? All the things that you want to be able to do when you are feeling better, when you have more energy, when you lose that weight, that joy that you want to feel, how much of that joy can you actually allow and take in? I know this may sound like a little bit of a strange question, but feel into it and think about it and notice what happens in your body when you think of all your symptoms gone. Like, really think about it. Your symptoms gone tomorrow. You can do anything that you want. Be so happy all the time. Never have any issues or any symptoms. As you think about that, is there any heaviness at all that you feel anywhere in the body? Does everybody feel like, oh, I don't know. That feels like too much. Right? Now think about this. How do you feel when someone gives you a compliment? Do you say thank you? Thank you so much and feel it and take it in? Do you feel proud? Or do you kind of get embarrassed and just sort of uncomfortable in your body? If someone says, oh, your hair looks so good today, do you ever say, oh, really? I didn't really do anything. Or someone says, I love your outfit. Do you ever say, oh, this old thing? I've had it forever. Or I just pulled it out. Or if I got it at a discount. It was no biggie. Like, shrug it off. I know I used to do that all the time. Be honest with yourself. And what if someone gives you a gift? Especially one that you weren't expecting. Do you accept that gift with pleasure and excitement, or do you feel bad and say, oh, no, I can't, or you shouldn't have, or maybe you want to accept it, but you feel like it's not polite or it's not right. And so you say, no, I can't. This is so, so common. So if you feel any kind of tightness, and if it at all feels just a little icky, or undeserving in any way, that is conditioning that you want to clear. This conditioning has to do with feeling that good things like joy and love and health, right? Feeling really good and even money really too, that these things need to be earned or they need to be deserved. And if you don't feel like you worked hard enough, then you may not be deserving. But if you feel that way, guess what? It's going to be hard to receive all of these things. It's going to be hard to really receive all of the health that you want to feel. Does that make sense?
To give you another example of this, why do you think that a majority of people who win the lottery only keep it for a short period of time? They either spend it all too quickly or lose it, or somehow something else happens, like where they get sick, and so they can't really enjoy that money. Why? Because deep down, do not feel deserving. They can't fully receive it. Or maybe they have beliefs that if they have it, everyone else will want it and they'll try to use it up quickly. They don't have that container, so to speak, to hold it in some way. So then they completely unintentionally, of course, sabotage themselves. And we can all unintentionally do this. And this is no different when it comes to health. What is happening is that if you don't feel you are deserving of it in some way, or if it feels like too much, or if it feels like you would be expected to do other things that maybe you don't want to do when you feel better, your nervous system does not feel safe. As good as it may be, if this is a new feeling, your body often doesn't know what to do with it. And then we again unconsciously sabotage what we are actually wanting, that healing, that energy, our new body, our ideal weight, and all of that. So we need to learn how to receive or else things can't shift. And this is crucial for Hashimoto's, but really for any chronic health concern as well. We need to learn how to receive or else things can't shift. And this is crucial for Hashimoto's, but really also with any chronic health concern. In fact, this is so crucial that I actually have a whole program about it called Clear Your Thyroid Blocks. And I also have a lot about this in my signature program, Thyroid Mystery Solved, as well. And you can see all of those at inatoppler.com. I know dealing with thyroid issues and Hashimoto's can be overwhelming, confusing, and frustrating. And I would love for you to remember that any action that you take for the better is going to make a difference. There are a lot of different things that you can do, but when it does get overwhelming, and if it does get overwhelming, you can try by starting to look at these four things and see how these can move the needle for you as well. Please reach out to me on Instagram or through inatoppler.com and let me know how you're doing. And I'm excited to support you with all of the resources, both on this podcast and on the website. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I will see you next time on Thyroid Mystery Solved, Hashimoto's, and Hypothyroidism Revealed.
All information, content, and material on this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a substitute for the consultation, diagnosis, and/or medical treatment of a qualified physician or healthcare provider.